The 24th Annual International Water Tasting Competition took place recently in Berkeley Springs, West Virginia. The Canadian town of Clearbrook in British Columbia walked away with a trophy for Best Municipal Tap Water. This year's panel of judges included West Virginia Public Broadcasting Executive Director Scott Finn. He lives in Charleston, where his family had to deal with the chemical spill and water crisis earlier this year. This gave Finn a decidedly different viewpoint as he rated the water.
When I signed up to be a judge at the Berkeley Springs International Water Tasting, I thought it would be just a bit of fun. Then came the water crisis, a massive spill of the coal cleaning chemical MCHM into our water supply. My 7-year-old son, Max, came down with the stomach flu right in the middle of all this. We couldn't use the tap water, not to wash our hands or even our clothes. I'll spare you the details, but it was rough. So you can understand how the spill changed my outlook toward a water tasting competition. I learned to trust my sense of smell in more ways than one. A panel of mostly novices like me were to judge dozens of samples of tap water and bottled water, both sparkling and non-carbonated. We were trained by water master Arthur von Weisenberger, whose name so perfectly matches his job, I'm skeptical that his name is real. Good water, von Weisenberger told us, should have no odor. It may have a taste based on the minerals, but it should not smell. Yeah, the smell. That black licorice smell. After the spill, it wasn't just coming from the water. It permeated the air of the entire Kanawha Valley. It was astringent. It hurt to breathe it too deeply. After state officials finally stopped the MCHM, after they told us to flush our pipes, you could still smell it in the water for weeks. I would engage in a nervous ritual, run the tap, lean in a little, and there it would be. So at the water tasting, when von Weisenberger told us to sniff the water 3 times to judge its odor, I knew exactly what to do. I soon realized that my sense of smell was one of the best indicators of whether I'd like the taste. I've never spent much time thinking about smells, but my son does. Max has autism, and he has trouble understanding the world through speech, so Max relies on his other senses, including smell. He has this habit of bringing all food and liquids to his nose and smelling it before deciding whether he'll eat or drink it. He acts like we're trying to poison him. But after the water crisis, I get it. Smell is what you depend upon when you don't trust anything else. It's our most primal sense. The other day at a grocery store in Charleston, they were selling a t-shirt with a picture of a man in a gas mask, emblazoned with the phrase, "Trust no one." Trust no one. That's the lasting damage of the spill in my community. We were failed by all of our institutions, the government, private industry, the water company. After the water tasting, I learned that Clearbrook, British Columbia, has the best tasting tap water in the world. In Santa Ana, California, it's tops in the U.S. And then I looked at the list of winners from the past, and there it was. Charleston, West Virginia, in the top 5 for best tasting tap water in 2 different years. Having the best water in the world is a proxy for so many other things. Clean air, clean living, and a well-functioning, competent government. Maybe by following our sense of smell, my beautiful little city in the valley can find its way forward again.
That was West Virginia Public Broadcasting Executive Director Scott Finn talking about his experience as the judge of a water contest just months after he experienced the water crisis in Charleston, West Virginia.